Greetings, y'all. I hope that y'all are enjoying this long Labor Day weekend. Today is September 3rd, 2012, and this is the Championship College Football Wrap-Up Show. This is your host, Keith Laney. I hope that y'all will have a bit of time to spend with me, as this episode will be quite lengthy as the NCAA football season got underway this weekend. With Hurricane Isaac hitting the coast of Louisiana, some games were affected by that. The Great American Conference had to get approval from the NCAA to reschedule two of their games from the earliest season opening date of August 30th to the day before. Speaking of Hurricane Isaac, it affected my personal college football schedule. Originally, I had planned to go to the Point West Georgia game in Carrollton on Saturday night. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to make it as the gas prices here in Georgia jumped 26 cents in one day and hadn't gone back down since. I didn't want to make the 140-mile round trip from my home to Carrollton and back. Instead, I'll be going to the West Georgia game on the afternoon of September the 8th. They'll be playing fellow NCAA Division II team Tusculum. Plus, they will be honoring the 1982 NCAA Division III football championship team at halftime. Okay, NCAA Division I FCS results will come first here. And there are quite a bit of games on Thursday night, August the 30th. Utah of the FBS defeated Northern Colorado 41-0. Eastern Washington defeated FBS member Idaho and former Big Sky Conference team Idaho 20-3. Utah State of the FBS defeated Southern Utah 34-3. Sacramento State defeated FBS member New Mexico State 49-19. UC Davis defeated Division II team Azusa Pacific 41-3. South Dakota Mines also shut out another Division II team, South Dakota Mines, 66-0. Montana State defeated Division II Chadron State, 33-6. Northern Arizona blew out FBS member Arizona State, 63-6. There were three games in the Colonial Athletic Association. South Carolina State defeated Georgia State, 33-6. FBS member Kent State defeated Towson, 41-21, and Delaware defeated Division II member Westchester 41-3. The Missouri Valley Football Conference had a single game, with Western Illinois defeating Butler 23-15. Three games occurred in the Ohio Valley Conference, with FBS member Central Michigan defeating Southeastern Missouri State 38-27. Eastern Illinois defeated Southern Illinois 49-28. Tennessee Tech 41, Hampton 31. Two games were played in the Patriot League. Fordham shut out Division II member Lockhaven 55-0. New Hampshire defeated Holy Cross 38-17. Four games were held in the Pioneer Football League, with Division II member Shorter defeating Campbell 31-20. Morehead State shut out NAIA member Southern Virginia 55-0. Division II member St. Joseph's defeated Valparaiso 36-34. Drake defeated NAIA member Grandview 28-8. The Southern Conference held a game with Western Carolina defeating Division II member Mars Hill 42-14. The Southland Conference held one game, with McNeese State defeating FBS member Middle Tennessee 27-21. The Colonial Athletic Association held one game, with FBS member Temple defeating Villanova 41-0. The Northeast Conference held a game, with FBS member Florida Atlantic defeating Wagner 7-3. And in the Southland Conference, the game rescheduled from August the 30th, Stephen F. Austin defeated Southwestern Oklahoma State of the Division II, 49-14. And the last three games I mentioned were actually played on August the 31st. I just failed to mention it here in my text. Okay, now on to September 1st games. Big Saturday there. The Big Sky Conference had five games with Air Force of the FBS defeating Idaho State 49-21, Montana 35, South Dakota 24, Cal Poly 41, San Diego 14. Portland State defeated NAIA member Carroll of Montana 38-20. FBS member Fresno State defeated Weber State 37-10. Big South Conference had Presbyterian defeating Division II member Brevard 45-10. Wake Forest of the FBS defeated Liberty 20-17. Wofford 31, Gardner-Webb 7. Coastal Carolina 29, North Carolina A&T 13. Stony Brook 49, Central Connecticut State 17. In the Colonial Athletic Association, FBS member Maryland defeated William & Mary 7-6. FBS member Virginia defeated Richmond 43-19. James Madison 55, St. Francis of Pennsylvania 7, Old Dominion 57, Duquesne 23. The Mideastern Athletic Conference, Morgan State defeated Sacred Heart 30-27 in four overtime periods. Delaware State 17, VMI 10. Howard defeated Division II member Morehouse 30-29 at RFK Memorial Stadium. Norfolk State defeated Division II member Virginia State 24-0. Another Division II member was defeated. North Carolina Central defeated Fayetteville State 54-31. FBS member Oklahoma State shut out Savannah State 84-0. In the Missouri Valley Football Conference, Illinois State 56, Dayton 14. FBS member Wisconsin defeated Northern Iowa 26-21. Youngstown State defeated FBS member Pittsburgh 31-17. Kansas State of the FBS defeated Missouri State 51-9. North Dakota State 52, Robert Morris of Pennsylvania 0. FBS member Kansas defeated South Dakota State 31-17. FBS member Indiana defeated in-state rival Indiana State 24-17. In the Northeast Conference, Marist 35, Bryant 10, Albany 40, Colgate 23. The Ohio Valley Conference held six games with FBS member Purdue defeating Eastern Kentucky 48-6. FBS member Florida State defeated Murray State 69-3. Tennessee State 17, Florida A&M 14. Western Kentucky of the FBS defeated Austin Peay 49-10. UT Martin defeated FBS member Memphis 20-17. Arkansas of the FBS defeated Jacksonville State 49-24. The single game in the Patriot League had Lehigh defeating Monmouth of New Jersey 27-17. Also, there's a single game in the Pioneer Football League as Georgetown defeated Davidson 35-14. In the Southern Conference, FBS member East Carolina defeated Appalachian State 35-13. FBS member North Carolina shut out Elon 62-0. Samford 24, Furman 21. Georgia Southern 58, Jacksonville 0. FBS member South Florida defeated Chattanooga 33-10. there were four games of the five scheduled played in the Southland Conference this Saturday, with FBS member Texas Tech defeated Northwestern State 44-6. Ole Miss of the FBS defeated Central Arkansas 49-27. FBS member Louisiana Lafayette shut out Lamar 40-0. FBS member Missouri defeated Southeastern Louisiana 62-10. The game scheduled for Saturday, Nicholls State at Oregon State of the FBS, has been postponed due to Nicholls State not being able to travel due to Hurricane Isaac, and it is undetermined when that game will be rescheduled. Okay, last conference for today is the Southwestern Athletic Conference, with FBS member New Mexico defeating Southern 66-21. Arkansas Pine Bluff defeated NAIA member Langston 17-14 at War Memorial Stadium in Little Rock, Arkansas. Unaffiliated team Concordia Selma defeated Mississippi Valley State 20-19. Alcorn State defeated Grambling State 22-21 at Independence Stadium in Shreveport, Louisiana. Mississippi State of the FBS defeated Jackson State 56-9. At Reliance Stadium in Houston, Texas, Texas Southern defeated Prairie View A&M 44-41. And the single game on Sunday was the MEAC SWAC Challenge at the Citrus Bowl in Orlando, Florida, and Bethune-Cookman defeated Alabama State 38-28. And that'll do it with the FCS right there. Got Division II scores here, and the game's rescheduled from August 30th to August 29th in the Great American Conference. Had Henderson State defeating Southern Nazarene 63-21. Ouachita Baptist defeated Northwestern Oklahoma State 55-3. And both of those teams are beginning Division II play in the Great American Conference this season. On Thursday, August 30th, the Great Lakes Intercollegiate Athletic Conference held three games, with Ashland defeating Indianapolis 37-14. Notre Dame of Ohio defeated Mercyhurst 59-42, and Findlay 45, Northern Michigan 10. The lone game in the Great Lakes Valley Conference had Walsh defeating Kentucky Wesleyan 40-10. The lone game in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference had Humboldt State defeating Colorado Mesa 38-19. The Mid-America Intercollegiate Athletics Association held a majority of their games on Thursday night, with Pittsburgh State 41, Northeastern State 20, Truman State 24, Southwest Baptist 14, Washburn 24, Nebraska Kearney 14, Missouri Western 38, Central Missouri 26, Missouri Southern 25, Central Oklahoma 20, Northwest Missouri State 33, East Central 3, Emporia State 41, Fort Hays State 18. In the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference, Minnesota State 44, Minot State 10, Minnesota Duluth 45, Southwest Minnesota State 20, Winona State 58, Minnesota Crookston 6, Sioux Falls 32, St. Cloud State 19. The Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference games from that night had Clarion shutting out Fairmont State 7-0, Slippery Rock 52, Sutton Hill 6, Cutstown 58, St. Anselm 6, Gannon 36, Lake Erie 33, California Pennsylvania 30, Hillsdale 22. The Lone Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference game had Colorado State Pueblo defeating West Texas A&M 44-34. The South Atlantic Conference had one game with a Carson Newman defeating Glenville State 52-46. Same page here. The West Virginia Intercollegiate Athletic Conference also held a lone game with a Charleston defeating Shaw 44-26. On Friday, August 31st, there were four games played that night. The Great Lakes Intercollegiate Athletic Conference had Northwood defeating Quincy 54-31 at Midland Community Stadium. The two games in the Northeast 10 Conference had Bloomsburg defeating Stonehill 44-28 and Bentley shut out Pace 42-0. The lone Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference game had Bemidji State defeating Upper Iowa 25-23. Saturday, September 1st, in the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association, Bowie State 24, Assumption 20, Cheney 34, Lincoln, Pennsylvania 21, St. Augustine's 28, Wingate 10. This game was played at Durham County Stadium in Durham, North Carolina. Winston-Salem State 28, UNC Pembroke 23, Chowan 7, Livingstone 35, Virginia Union 28, Benedict 7. There were two Great American Conference games with Arkansas Monticello defeating unaffiliated team College of Faith 78-3. Arkansas Tech defeated NAIA member Bacon 16-14. In the Great Lakes Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, Ohio Dominican defeated unaffiliated member Virginia Lynchburg 57-6, Tiffin 23, McKendree 13, Saginaw Valley State 28, Valdosta State 24. The two games in the Great Lakes Valley Conference, Urbana 53, Tusculum 33, Missouri S&T 55, Oklahoma Panhandle State 14. The lone Great Northwest Athletic Conference game had Grand Valley State defeating Western Oregon 48-20. The two games in the Gulf South Conference had Fort Valley State defeating Delta State 31-23. West Georgia defeated NAIA member Point 55-3. In the Lone Star Conference, Angelo State 42, Western 14, Abilene Christian 51, McMurray 0, Southeastern Oklahoma State 31, Texas A&M Commerce 6, Texas A&M Kingsville 35, Central Washington 7, Incarnate Word defeated Texas College of the NAIA 19-12. There was one Mid-American Intercollegiate Athletics Association game on Saturday with Lindenwood defeating Lincoln of Missouri 49-28. The lone Northeast 10 Conference game, New Haven 45, Merrimack 18. Northern Sun Intercollegiate Athletic Conference games had Mary defeating Concordia St. Paul 32-26. Augustana, South Dakota 35, Northern State 14, Wayne State, Nebraska 49, Minnesota State Moorhead 6. Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference games, Shippensburg 38, Shepherd 28, Indiana of Pennsylvania 33, Southern Connecticut State 6, Millersville 41, West Virginia Wesleyan 17. Three games were played in the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference. Colorado Mines 57, William Jewell 16, New Mexico Highlands 42, Eastern New Mexico 14, Adams State 17, Dixie State 9. The lone South Atlantic Conference game, Newberry 46, Elizabeth City State 20. In the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, Lane defeated NAIA member Edward Waters 45-28, Albany State 24, North Greenville 12. Alabama A&M defeated Tuskegee 7-6 at Legion Field in Birmingham, Alabama. West Alabama 44, Clark Atlanta 0. In the West Virginia Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, West Virginia State 34, Johnson C. Smith 31, Catawba 24, West Liberty 3, Concord 24, Lenora Ryan 21. The two games played on a Sunday, September the 2nd, had Stillman defeating a Great Lakes Valley Conference member Central State 28-27. And at Legion Field in Birmingham, Alabama, Miles defeated North Alabama 31-30. Okay, NCAA Division III. There were three games from that division played on a Thursday, August 30th. And the Conference College of Illinois and Wisconsin had Wheaton defeating Benedictine of Illinois 48-7. The Michigan Intercollegiate Athletic Association had Trine defeating Manchester 24-14. The Northwest Conference had a Division II member, Simon Fraser, defeating Pacific 51-14. There were a few more games on Friday, August 31st. In the Eastern Collegiate Football Conference, Becker defeated Fitchburg State 13-3. Mount Ida defeated Massachusetts Dartmouth 24-21. The New England Football Conference held a game with Worcester State 56, Anna Maria 10. In the New Jersey Athletic Conference, the College of New Jersey defeated Yersinis 24-20. The Ohio Athletic Conference, John Carroll defeated St. Norbert 43 at Donnybrook Stadium in Dublin, Ireland. In the Old Dominion Athletic Conference, Catholic defeated McDaniel 48-28. And then in the University Athletic Association, reigning Division III champion Wisconsin Whitewater defeated the Washington University St. Louis 34-0. Then on September the 1st, the American Southwest Conference, Wesley defeated East Texas Baptist 34-14. Division II member Western New Mexico defeated Sol Ross State 54-44, Willamette 58, Hardin-Simmons 34. Games from the Centennial Conference: Johns Hopkins 36, Randolph-Macon 13, Franklin and Marshall 35, Washington and Lee 28. Ithaca 24, Moravian 0, Susquehanna 37, Merchant Marine 21, Gettysburg 7, Misericordia 0. Muhlenberg defeated an unaffiliated team, Apprentice School 27-7. Okay, in the College Conference of Illinois and Wisconsin, Illinois Wesleyan 49, Aurora 13. Wisconsin Lacrosse 21, North Central 17. The three games in the Eastern Collegiate Football Conference had Hartwick defeating Husson 55-14, Castleton State 35, Plymouth State 0, Norwich 26, Western New England 24. The Empire 8 Athletic Conference: Buffalo State 49, Cortland State 31, St. John Fisher 13, Thomas More 7 in one overtime period. Utica 40, St. Lawrence 7. Frostburg State 56, Geneva 53. The Heartland Collegiate Athletic Conference: Albion 55, Defiance 0. Mount Union 45, Franklin 7. Bluffton 20, Kenyon 0. Oberlin 33, Earlham 3, Mount St. Joseph 37, Wilmington 14, Kalamazoo 29, Rose Holman 28, NAIA member Taylor defeated Anderson 46-0. The Iowa Intercollegiate Athletic Conference had Wisconsin Platteville defeating Buena Vista 56-13. Code 33, Monmouth of Illinois 3, Elmhurst 36, Loris 0, St. Olaf 28, Luther, 23, Dubuque, 39, Augustana of Illinois, 21, Wartburg, 73, McMurray, 0. The Liberty League held three games with Hobart defeating Dickinson, 31-0, South Regina, 17, Union of New York, 14, Bridgewater State, 21, Springfield, 17. Michigan Intercollegiate Athletic Association, Carthage, 20, Adrian, 17, Heidelberg, 45, Alma, 0, Hope, 42, North Park, 24. Middle Atlantic Conference, Brockport State, 24, Lycoming, 2, Widener, 63, Western Connecticut State, 17, Shenandoah, 26, Stevenson, 16. The Midwest Conference, Illinois College, 51, Hanover, 28. In overtime, Carleton, 20, Grinnell, 14. Wisconsin Lutheran, 31, Ripon, 0. Cornell of Iowa defeated Lawrence, 41-39. Eureka, 62, Knox, 55. Minnesota Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, Augsburg, 41, Concordia of Wisconsin, 20, St. John's, 52, Northwestern of Minnesota, 7. The New England Football Conference, Endicott, 34, Framingham State, 7, Westfield State, 41, Nichols, 18, WPI, 17, Curry, 7, New Jersey Athletic Conference, Rowan, 27, Delaware Valley, 13, William Patterson, 9, Kings, 3, Lebanon Valley, 31, Montclair State, 21, Albright, 29, Keene, 26, Wilkes, 9, Morrisville, 7, the North Coast Athletic Conference, Allegheny, 17, Wooster, 14, Northern Athletics Conference, Concordia, Illinois, 35, Lake Forest, 27, Carroll, Wisconsin, 24, Lakeland, 17, Westminster, Missouri, 40, Rockford, 0, Martin Luther, 36, Maranatha Baptist, 12, the Northwest Conference, Linfield defeated NAIA member Menlo, 30-19, the Ohio Athletic Conference, Otterbein, 15, Gallaudet, 0, Waynesburg, 34, Muskingum, 23, Wittenberg, 44, Capital, 17, Case Western Reserve, 26, Marietta, 23. The Old Dominion Athletic Conference, Greensboro, 14, Wilford, 13. And the President's Athletic Conference, Bridgewater, 23, St. Vincent, 7. Center, 42, Bethany of West Virginia, 21, Juniata, 16, Thiel, 13, Westminster, Pennsylvania, 28, Hiram, 0. The Southern Athletic Association had Suwannee defeating Puget Sound, 30-17, Birmingham Southern, 41, LaGrange, 14, Millsaps, 23, Mississippi College, 17, the Southern Collegiate Athletic Conference, Texas Lutheran, 38, Austin, 16, Trinity of Texas, 56, Howard Payne, 7, the University Athletic Association, Carnegie Mellon, 23, Grove City, 20, Chicago, 20, Beloit, 6, Upper Midwest Athletic Conference, Whitworth, 28, St. Scholastica, 13, Hamline, 37, Minnesota Morris, 31, Milliken, 50, Greenville, 17, Presentation defeated NAIA member Haskell Indian Nations, 26-13. The USA South Athletic Conference, North Carolina Wesleyan defeated Ohio Northern, 16-13 in overtime, Washington and Jefferson, 23, Methodist, 6, Emory and Henry, 45, Ferrum, 6, Hamden-Sydney, 20, Averett, 6, Salisbury 40, Christopher Newport 16. In the Wisconsin Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, Wisconsin Oshkosh defeated Central 47-28. St. Thomas defeated Wisconsin Eau Claire 27-24. I lost my place there. Simpson defeated Wisconsin River Falls 31-24. There were two independent home games on Saturday as well, with Huntington defeating Maryville 49-33, McAllister 53, Crown 6. Now finally, the NAIA results from this past weekend. There were three games on Thursday, August the 30th. In the Great Plains Athletic Conference, Southwestern 49, Northwestern of Iowa 0, Morningside 49, Valley City State 7. The lone independent game had Mayville State defeating NJCAA member Dakota College 42-6. On Saturday, September 1st, the Central States Football League had Bethany of Kansas defeating Southwestern Assemblies 13-12. In the Frontier Conference, Southern Oregon defeated Montana Western 54-21 at Spiegelberg Stadium in Medford, Oregon. Eastern Oregon defeated Montana Tech 26-23. In the Great Plains Athletic Conference, Doan 41, Briarcliff 28. Nebraska Wesleyan 25, St. Mary 20. Dakota Wesleyan 40, Dakota 14. In the Heart of America Athletic Conference, Baker 34, Peru State 13. Benedictine of Kansas 59, Sterling 6, Graceland 28, Culver Stockton 17, Mid-American Nazarene 34, Central Methodist 14, Evangel 27, Friends 14. The two games in the Kansas Collegiate Athletic Conference had William Penn shutting out Bethel of Kansas 54-0, Missouri Valley 27, McPherson 13. The Mid-South Conference, Cumberland of Tennessee defeated Kansas Wesleyan 31-10 at J.C. Sawyer Stadium in Dyersburg, Tennessee. Georgetown of Kentucky defeated Bluefield 77-9, Cumberlands of Kentucky 21, Belhaven 10, Lindsey Wilson 36, Union of Kentucky 21, Marion 31, Bethel of Tennessee 7. That game was held at J.C. Sawyer Stadium in Dyersburg, Tennessee, and it was terminated after the third quarter due to lightning. Faulkner 43, UVA Wise 10, Pikeville 14, Campbellsville 7. The Mid-States Football Association, St. Francis of Indiana defeated Division III member Wisconsin Stevens Point 39-31. St. Xavier defending NAIA football champion 41, Olivia Nazarene 12. Robert Morris of Illinois defeated Division III member Olivia 42-0. St. Ambrose 43, Trinity International 6. Waldorf 43, Dort 7. Iowa Wesleyan defeated Siena Heights 36-44 in three overtime periods. The three independent home games were Division III member Concordia Moorhead defeating Jamestown 42-26. Division III member Louisiana College defeated Weber International 34-16. Lindenwood Belleville 43, Avila 37. That's all with the scores right there. And tell you what, never having done this before, I'm kind of wears on you. Plus, you know, my broadcast skills aren't up to par because I'm new to this, so they'll get better, don't worry. So I hope that y'all join me again next Sunday for results from the championship college football games. And also, I'll give my experiences from the Tusculum West Georgia game the day before. This is Keith Laney, hoping that y'all will sprint on back here next weekend. Copyright 2012.